Okay, so thank you so much to the Mayerfields for their sponsorship for this week, and the Mazel Tov of the great granddaughter, Dasa Tagerstein. Mazel Tov to the parents, grandparents, and Mishbizocha to the Gala Torah Lechopal Masan Tovim, and the great great grandfather, oh, Gala Torah Lechopal Masan Tovim. So we kind of have a big simcha today, because our simcha is that we're finishing Perek Beis today. Perek Beis. And it's been a long haul. I'm not going to get emotional, but it's been a long haul, Baruch Hashem. And actually, two Mishnayos that we're up to. I kind of just put them together. We're gonna have a few insights on each, and then connect it to the Parsha. So here we go. Page 2. Baruch Hashem, I remember to give you the Mishnah this week. Rabbi Tarfon, Omer Rabbi Tarfon says, Hayom Kotzer, the day is short. The Malacha Meruba, the work is great. There's a lot to do. Poalim Atzelim, the workers are lazy. There's a great reward. The Baal HaBayis is knocking. And Rashi says, if you look at Rashi, Hayom Kotzer, HaOlam Hazeh, the day is short, right? It's not just talking about the day. Olam Hazeh is short. Rachman Otzlan, I just got an email yesterday from my previous high school. That a kid I went to high school with, 3 years younger, completely healthy. Out of nowhere, collapsed in the middle of a kid in from the five towns. Hayom Kotzer, Mamish Olam Hazeh. As one of my rabbis said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes. But if you look at Rashi, Rashi says even more so. What's Baal HaBayis Dochik, that the owner of the house, which is the Rabbon Hashem, he's knocking. What's he knocking for? Is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Shenemar, he's pressing. Shenemar bo. What does it mean that it's knocking, right? All these Mishnayos, they talk about one thing. What are they talking about? They're talking about Talmud Torah. What does it mean of Baal HaBayis Dochek? It means the Rebbe Hashem's knocking. He wants us to get moving here. Are you learning? Are you striving? Are you looking to grow? And that's what the Rambam says. We look on the side also. The Rambam says, Zeh Mashal Kotzer Hashanim. This is all Mashal for the shortness of years. Barov HaChachmas V'atzos B'nei Adon L'Paksha Imrov HaSachar Ha'aleim. So at the end of the day, people are going to learn different wisdoms. At the end of the day, using your time in this world to be able to learn Torah for growth, not just for the wisdom of the Torah, like we say. People who learn Torah, people who live Torah. We learn in order to act. We don't just learn to have intellectual gymnastics. And that's exactly what the whole exactly to be able to do, not just to be able to learn. And Rabbi Yonah says it even further. Look in the Rabbi Yonah at the bottom. Rabbi Yonah says that our days turn into months, which turn into years. Moshe Rabbeinu is on Har Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu, famously known Chazal, so he didn't sleep for 1 minute. But if you look at the underline, Shekol Osam Arbim Yom Shaman Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Shalom Har Sinai Lo Yashin. Every single minute he was on Har Sinai, whatever that means, physically, spiritually, he didn't sleep for 1 minute. Even though the Gemara says, I'm pretty sure, that a person can't go 3 days without sleeping. My wife can attest to that. Probably 3 hours without sleeping. And I said, it's important to get a good nap in once in a while. But the whole point, the Rabbeinu Yonah says, just like Moshe Rabbeinu, his 40 days he didn't sleep, our lives are those 40 days. Our lives have to make sure that we're trying to do as much as we can to be able to grow. I don't know if this happens to you guys, but whenever there's like a game on, I'm not falling asleep. What happens? I take out a safer. That's when I start falling asleep. Should be the opposite. When I take out a safer, that's when I'm not tired. And when I'm watching the game, that's when I should get tired. But sometimes, you know, when you're so excited about something, you have to be able to try to get yourself into it. Like Rabbi Nachman actually says, should have given it to you today. Sometimes we're not in the mood to learn. We're not in the mood to daven. So what does Rabbi Nachman say? Beautiful insight. Rabbi Nachman says, we're not in the mood to daven. What should you do? You should fake it. Fake like you are in the mood. Or for example, this is actually a psychology study. Usually Rabbi Goldberg's the one that quotes the studies. If you're not happy, psychologists say, smile. Just smile. Fake smile, and it'll make you it's mamish a crazy thing. And it works. I do this all the time. Look into the mirror, I'm like, you think I'm like a crazy guy now. Right? And now I like it when it snows in New Jersey, and then all my brothers and cousins have to go snow, and the crazy guy looks in the mirror when he's not happy. It's true. Oh, like the Rambam. Rambam says, all right, you have a bad midah, you have to go to the extreme, so at least you're going to get back to the middle. But Rabbi Nachman says, it's so true. We're not always going to be in the mood to learn, or to daven, or to be b'simcha. But you force yourself a little bit, fake it, and what happens somehow, neurologically, whatever it is, it goes. So we saw the Rashi, Rambam, and Rabbi Nino, they're all really saying the same thing. It's time to learn. This world's all about growing. Sometimes it's a little harder, easier than others. Second Mishnah. Hu Ayomer used to say the following thing as well. Rabbi Tarfon. Lo alecha malacha ligmor. The work is not for you to finish. Lo ata ben chor li batim yonah. Still page 2. Even though, at the end of the day, Shas is very long, Posim is very long, and there's so much Torah to learn. Don't think that you can just do whatever you know, and you don't have to learn. No, you still have to do your best. Ilamad ha Torah harbe, nosim cha harbe, sacha harbe. If you learn a lot, you're going to get a lot of reward. The neman who ba malachtecha sheishal mechaz schar pulasecha, and the one who you work for, the boss, is going to pay you back for your work and for your deeds. The dash and matan schar and shasadikim also love. You should know that at the end of the day, the schar for learning comes in the next world. Rav Avadya on page 3 has a beautiful insight in this Mishnah. Rav Avadya says, as we said last week, Rav Avadya, you know, he had a photographic memory. But he says, no, what does this mean, lo alecha ligmor? He says, he quotes the Yalkut in Parshas Ekev, that a person shouldn't say, shelo tamar, eini yochol lishmaz kol haTorah. I can't learn and listen to all the Torah. Shei arucha me'eretz midah. It's above, it's too much. He says, it gives a mashal. Mashal amelech shahaylo b'chatzar bor omok. It's like a king. In his courtyard, he had a big pit, very deep pit. Halach neman based of a sachar polem alioso. So what happens? He sends a guy there. Be able to fill it in? Polal tipesh hayaholech umebipo. Right? The not smart worker, what does he do? He looks it in and says, Vaya Omer, emisani yochol malioso. How am I supposed to do all this? Like some of my students say, how am I supposed to do all this work? It's so crazy, it's too much. Just had a lot of tests today, so I'm in test mode. Upol pikech Omer, but someone who's smart, someone who's an expert, Omer, ma'ach pasli, sachar yom ani, sameach ani shmatzasi malacha. You're a day laborer. You get paid based off your day job. You can't do it all in one day? Okay, good. But that's not, right, to be a smart guy. Kach omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ma'ach paslach, sachar yom ata. You're a day laborer. You're a day laborer. So what does it mean? Lo alecha malacha ligmor? You're not, no, my Rebbe said, no one's going to finish Shas. You don't become a Talmid Chacham overnight. It's the consistency, day in, day out. And I think that's a tremendous lesson. Rav Avadya says, at the end of the day, are we going to be the Poel Tipish or the Poel Pikeach? Are we going to be the smart worker or not the smart worker? Because the not the smart worker, it's you look at Shas and it's like, are you kidding me? You look at anything. You look at just Shnai Mikra. Are you kidding me? How am I supposed to do it all? No, one Aliyah a day. A little bit a day goes a long way. Chiddush Urim on page 4 has a beautiful insight also. On this law alecha malacha ligmor. It's not for you to finish, but just because you can't finish doesn't mean that you're free now to do whatever you want. He says, malacha kazu nisach alecha shelo tucha lagamra. It's like the teacher who gives you a test. He knows you're not able to do the test. But just because you're not able to do it, lefichach einat ha-ben chomi manu la'olam, doesn't mean you can't still try. I mean, the Chiddush Urim says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows it's an impossible task. He knows it's an impossible request for us to be able to finish the entire Torah. We're not all Chaim Kanievskis over here and making a siyum on Erev Pesach every year. Kol Adam Chai, Einu Meshuchra B'Yav HaShem, who tells Allah V'lo Gvulin. He says, like, it's Metzias, this is reality, says the Chiddush Urim, the first Ger Rebbe. This is reality. We're not able to finish all Torah. But just because you're not able to finish it all doesn't mean that you can now go do whatever you want. The Chavetz Chaim has a nice insight also on the bottom. So the Mishnah says, Nosim Chasachar Harbe. Right? So it should have said, right, I forget our diktuk, I didn't do so well in my YU. I said this before. There's 2 semesters in YU for Hebrew, 1205 and 1206. 1205 I did very bad, Lee. I had to take a break from Hebrew. So Nosim is Loshen Hove. Right? You're going to get a lot of Sechar now? I thought we just said you're going to get all your Sechar in Shemayim. So what it should have said, Yitnu, you will get a lot of schar. What's this Lashon Hove Nosnim? Says the Chavetz Chaim, Gam Behove Nosnim Chas Schar Har Habe, Kidei Shetuchu Lahamshich V'Lomor. He says, you want to know what the Chafetz Chaim says? You want to live a long life? Learn Torah. Because the Rabbanu Shalom says, you learn Torah, he's going to give you more life. Because at the end of the day, you understand what life's all about. Let's just read that line again. Gam Behoven Nosim L'chasachar Habe. You want to know why it says Nosim? Present tense, says the Chafetz Chaim. Kidei Shetucha L'ham Sheikh V'Luma. So you can continue to learn. But just know, Avamatan Sachar Shashalomed Hula Asulavo. Just know, at the end of the day, it's going to come. The Iker time is in the next world. And he goes on and gives the whole mashal, it's not for now. But I think it's an incredible insight. He says, you want to know what this world's about? Be able to learn Torah, to be able to grow, and to grow closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, every single minute, every single day. At the end of the day, they're good days and they're bad days. But Nosne means that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us, he sees that we're learning, we're trying to grow. Okay, good, here you go. Take some more time. This is actually at page 6. If you go to page 6, there's actually insight from a few insights on Vayigash that really connects beautifully to this as well. So, Yosef finally he reveals himself, and he Yosef out of Ichai. We'll get to that at the end of the shir. A beautiful Nesiv Shalom. I know you didn't have Nesiv Shalom Shir B'Shak, it said on Monday. I didn't want to double dip, so I heard. So Yosef says, I'm Yosef. Now don't get sad. Kadosh Baruch Hu had a plan. Says Rabbi Cheskel of Kushmi on page number 6. In times of life, we struggle. We want to learn, and then sometimes we don't want to learn. And then sometimes we do the right thing, we don't do the right thing. Yosef and Tzadik, his brothers are so embarrassed right now. They did the wrong thing. They were completely, completely wrong. They saw, right? What's the word? What's the message here? Because of Kashmir, va'atar ain va'atar el tshuva. Right, second line here. Chazal tell us that anytime you see the word va'atar in the Torah, va'atar is a lashon of tshuva. He says there are two types of tshuvas. A person can do tshuva and be sad when he does his tshuva, and then it just goes into terrible, terrible ways. And usually, when someone does it out of that way, it's not real tshuva. But someone who understands. I'm going to do tshuva. Al teyatzu means whatever happened in the past happened. Now it's my time to be able to learn from it, to grow from it. Like we quoted, I believe we quoted this the vort by Esav, right? By Yaakov and Esav when Yaakov was splitting up his camp, right? And he said, "Vayamachar nishar lefleita. At least we'll have the leftovers. Okay, one camp might go down, but at least we'll have the other camp." So that we said it, I believe it was around, I think we used it before, maybe around Toldo's time. What's Pshat? Okay, Pshat, we don't have to get into all the practicalities, but he gives the Moshe. Because the Kushman doesn't say it here, but he says it there. On Parshas Vayishlach. So someone comes to rob your store. What do the smart robbers do? They send in one guy to take an iPhone. And you're the only guy in the store. The guy starts bolting. He's running. What does he want you to do? He wants you to start chasing after him so the rest of the chevra could come clean you out. So a smart owner, a smart person understands, let the guy take his iPhone, let the guy take his object, and you stand tall, you stand strong. Don't let the guy take everything else. So that's the same thing by Avodas Hashem. When a person sins, Yitzhar is running. Get sad, get depressed, get down about yourself. Can't do it. You missed davening. You're kavana. Oh, you did something bad. Forget about it. Our job is to let that guy run. Let him run, run, run. Learn from your mistakes. We don't believe in Christianity and says, "Oh, you could do whatever you want, and it's all is forgiven." No, no, no. Learn from your mistakes, but do it. But don't get sad with it. If you get sad, you're just chasing after that guy. And the rest of the guys are going to go clean you out. And that's exactly what the Chasid Kushmir says. He says, "Va'ata atay so Yosef Azadik was telling his brothers." Right now, you're going to go back and tell Abba that I'm alive. Don't al tirguzu b'derech. Don't start blaming each other on the way and start getting sad about yourself. Right? There are going to be days that maybe we did the right thing. Days that we understand what our job is in this world. But don't get sad about yourself. And this is actually the second word he quotes on the bottom as well. It says Yosef Atzadik, his whole life was this message. Maharu va'alu el avi va'amartim lev ko amar bincha Yosef. Smani Elokim la'adon l'chol Mitzrayim. Pashup Shat, go run and tell daddy that so said his son Yosef that Kadosh Baruch Hu put me in charge of all of Egypt. Says the Rishon Rebbe. Beautiful idea. It says Ko always refers to 25. Ko refers to Hanukkah, it's not for now, but Ko always refers to the Rabbonu Shalom. Ko Amar Hashem. Or Ko Amar Hashem the Yaakov, right? Ko means Kadosh Baruch Hu is speaking. It's a prophecy. What was Yosef saying? He wasn't just saying, like, go tell Yaakov, go tell Daddy that I'm the master of all of Egypt. Go tell Daddy that I'm giving out Kadosh Baruch Hu to the whole Egypt, that I'm spreading the Rabbonu Shalom throughout Egypt. Let's see how he reads it. Third line down. Ko amar shem liyakov bincha Yosef stamani alokim la'ado akom etzaret Mitzrayim. What does it mean? Hainu? She Yosef etzadik pirsim es halukuso yisparach Mitzrayim b'shebecho davar. Hayam maske shen kvo machuso. What does this mean? I go tell Daddy about Ko amar bincha Yosef stamani alokim that I spread the Rabbonu Shalom throughout my life, throughout Egypt. I'm the same Yosef at the end of the day who I was 22 years ago. Yes, Asher Elohim also Harol Paro. When Paro said, "Oh, look at this great guy! You can interpret dreams." No, no, no! I said it was God. Biladai, Biladi. He says that's exactly the pasuk. Yosef wasn't going to tell his brothers, "Hey, go tell Daddy that I'm in charge here. Go tell Daddy that my whole life mission, our whole life mission, is still continuing. That it doesn't matter how great of a position I became. My job is still trying to be." To be Ma'amach the Rabbonu Shalom. And I think that this very much applies to everything in our lives. We're not just Jews when we're learning, when we're davening. We're Jews everywhere. We have to know that we're connected to everything. We're connected and connected to everyone. Page 7 is a sefer that I got as a present. It's actually a collection of a lot of Satmar Rebbes on Pirkei Avos. So I'm not sure if we ever quoted this sefer before. It's called Ir HaTamarim. So he quotes the Sanz Rebbe, the Divrei Chaim of Sanz. Sons, you know, comes before Samer, they're mishpacha somehow, I'm not sure exactly, but so he says that at the end of the day, what does this mean? Lo avalecha amalecha ligmar v'lata ben choron libatu mimeno. To know that we're all part of a puzzle. That you're avodas Hashem, and you're a kiddush, you're responsible for my kiddush and my avodas Hashem. Not just a lesson in your avodas Hashem, it's a lesson to realize. Lo avalecha amalecha ligmar. Don't think it's all about yourself. Realize that you're part of something much greater. Now, de mi yushlam prat, to know that you're connected to something much greater. Adi sheyesh ba b'chinas klolos hu areva shekol echad arev ba'al chaveru. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin chav zayin am abeis. Ukemo kein inyan mida tovah zuchus harab and toy b'chol echad. At the end of the day, be able to do the right thing. When you want to do the wrong thing, to know that you're all part of one nation. That's what it means. Lo alecha amalecha ligmor. Right? He's talking about the. Beautiful. He's talking about that. Don't use your malacha just for yourself. Realize that you're part of something much greater, but something much greater than yourself. This is the Divrei Chaim of Sanz. That's before Samer. Yeah. Yeah, so now I don't want to get very into political. I don't want to get into everyone's into that whole sugya, because I do happen to have some Satmar mishpacha and I do have some Satmar friends. But when my wife was in the hospital in the city and in Inglewood, and you need kosher food, who's there? I don't see. I'm just telling. I'm not Satmar. I very much believe in Eretz Yisrael, and I learn Rav Kook every night. But you know, there's good by everyone. But I hear you. Again, also we're recording right now, so I don't want to offend anyone. No, 100%. And also because I don't know so much about it, but I know that there's a lot. There's always going to be a lot of good, and sometimes things that we don't see. But maybe focus on the good. Page 8 is from Reb Leibel Eger. Reb Leibel Eger was the grandson of Rabbi Kiva Eger. He learned by the Ishbitzer Rebbe. They say it's not true. They say that when he left Rabbi Kiva Eger, that his father and him sat shiva because Rabbi Kiva Eger didn't come from a world of Hasidus. It's not true. It's mamish. Mamish crazy, but whatever. At the end of the day, his Torahs are incredible. And Rabbi Moshe Weinberger introduced us to the Sfarmer of Reb Leibel Eger are super phenomenal. They say that there are two main Tamid of the Ishbitzer Rebbe, the Meir Shiloach, Mordechai of Ishbitz. You had Rav Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin and Reb Leibel Eger. Rav Tzadok, Rav Weinberger said, is what the Meir Shiloach said, is what the Ishbitzer said. It's a lot of sources. A lot of sources, a lot of Gemaras, a lot of Mamar Chazal. Rabbi Leibla is how he said it. Rabbi Leibla is very emotional. He's always connecting, you know, a lot of Gematrias, a lot of Rashi Tevos. So he quotes over here on the Parsha. Where we're actually working backwards a little bit now. V'lo yachol Yosef l'sapik, page 8. V'yikro hotziyo kol ish mali. Right, Yosef's not able to hold himself back. And he tells all the Egyptians to leave. Says Rabbi Leibla. Let's choose the question outside, we'll see it inside. What happened right here? What was the transformation that Yosef couldn't hold himself back? A few psukim before, a few days before, he's ready to go, take Binyamin, take Shimon, bye, go home to your father. But now Yehuda is making this whole ruckus and this whole thing. What's going on over here? L'havin zos, eich nishtana hadover kerega. What happened that so, like that was mamash immediately, it was very quickly. Shemikonim hayabo is apkos chutzatev kamuvan godol gagu of alaviv. Right? He didn't have anything to do with him before. What happened? Says Reb Leibla, such a beautiful thing. Shahayu told the Tolda Niksharm Zebazeh. Yosef saw such love. You care for your brother. You're willing now to care for your brother? You're willing now to show such love? He can't hold himself back now anymore. That you're willing to sacrifice your own life for Binyamin. El told us Yaakov Yosef. For 22 years he was gone. Gam le'echav hayud beis shvatim. Now you're ready, you realize that your 12 tribes together, it's not just 12 sons, 12 tribes of one nation. Sheyesh lekulam hisach hiskalu zeh bezeh. That there's an achdus there, as the Sanz Rebbe said. There's a connection there. Lechem defamim makdim zeh lezeh, defamim ba'oifon achar. Sometimes one's going to go before, sometimes you're going to go after, but you realize you're one family. Mechol zeh yisnakar aleihem. Gam lo hodiya la'aviv zman rav kol kach. So what happened? Yosef, at the end of the day, he didn't see that love. He didn't see that sensitivity and that care. But what happened so quickly? When Yehuda was ready to put his life on the line, right? Chazal say, Yehuda was ready to go to war. He's ready to go to war for Binyamin. And when Yosef saw this, he said, no, I can't do this anymore. 22 years, this is done. I cannot do this anymore. I have to tell him, because when he saw that love, he saw that care. He said, now it's time for me to come together. And that's what the whole word is, but it sounds a Rebbe. Lo alecha amlecha ligmor. It's not on you. Stop focusing on yourself. Lo ata ben chorin li batam imena. But don't think that it's only about you. You have to realize that you're something much greater. Something much greater. You're part of one family, one nation, like the 12 tribes. And this is the last and final source for today, the Nesiv Shalom. Nesiv Shalom says, right after, right? He wasn't able to hold himself back. And famously he says, Ani Yosef Arovichai. I am Yosef, is my father still alive? It says in the Nesiv Shalom, Rav Moshe Feinstein asks the same question, the Beis Halevi asks the same question. This is like the fifth time he's asking them. That's going to be your first words? Is my father still alive? So I heard one pshat say maybe they lied to him the whole time. Now that he says Yosef, maybe he really wants to know if Yaakov's still alive. It says in the Nesiv Shalom, incredible. This is mamish, my favorite Nesiv Shalom. It's probably one of the first ones that I've ever did. He says that we're reading the whole pasuk totally wrong. Ani Yosef, I am Yosef. Ha'olavichai is not a question; it's a statement. Ani Yosef, I am Yosef. Ha'olavichai. You want to know how I stayed Yosef? Ha'olavichai. My father was with me for every single minute of the 22 years. I don't know what 22 times 12 is, but for every however amount of months that was, I was with the Rabbonu Shalom. I was with Daddy. I was with Abba. This is what he says here. Look on the left side. V'zeu mashi amar Yosef le'echav ani Yosef. Also Yosef. I'm the same Yosef. K'mo sha'isi mikudem. Mikodem kach ani gam atal acha kol nisyona shavarti l'acha shenei yesi Moshe b'chol Eretz Mitzrayim. Says Yosef. You might think that I changed based on my location. I'm the same Yosef who went through all these nisyonos of being sold, thrown into prison. And you want to know how I did it? Al zeh hosef ha'od avichai. Hainu. Avishali. Hiskashu shel avi eli odenu chaya. Sha'adayin ha'kesher beininu malachiyos. Rabbonu Shalom, Daddy, whatever you want to say ha'od avichai means, it means that whatever I learned from Yaakov, or you could say really first the Rabbonu Shalom, ha'od avichai means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me every single minute. You want to know how I did it? I remember my purpose in this world, right? What did I title this? Knowing our purpose in this world while doing our best job at it. Knowing that at the end of the day, to be a Yosef Tzadik means, that to be a Jew means, that I'm not only into lichadori when I'm by the Kotel. Specifically, I don't feel anything. Not feel anything, but Friday night by the Kotel is mamish. Ever remember been there Friday night by the Kotel? It's beautiful, but it's very hefker. It's so many people, and I have a very hard time focusing. I personally, I like davening at the Kotel Shabbos morning. It's a little before the sun comes up. By 9:45, 10 o'clock, then everyone's pushing their bima up. You know, but Friday night could be a little hectic. To know that I could still be a lichadori Jew even in Boca Raton, I could still be at the Kotel even Boca Raton, like the Baal Shem Tov said. The Baal Shem Tov said, "You are wherever your thoughts are." So I could be right now in the shir, or I could be thinking about what's for dinner. I could be in the Kotel, or I could be in Boca, or I could be in Boca and I could be in Yerushalayim. Our job is to be like Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik's job was, he wasn't just Yosef when he was learning in Eretz Yisrael with his father. He took everything he learned with his father and he took him with him. That's the whole vort. If you look it back in the Mishnah, that's the whole vort of the Mishnah. Which means Yosef HaTzadik. When things are going well, when you're learning with your father and you're in yeshiva and everything's going well, when you're feeling it, and also when you're not feeling it, when you're thrown into a pit, and you're thrown into being called a robber, you're still Yosef HaTzadik. You're still strong with your Ribono Shel Olam. And on the page 10, he quotes this whole thing that Bayaris HaGolos, right? Famously, right? Yaakov sees the Golos, and then his spirit comes back. The question on that, and the Sefer Shalom doesn't really deal with this, but my friend and me always have a question. If you look closer at the Pesukim, who sends the wagons? Is it Yosef? It's Paro. So everyone always likes this nice Torah. Oh, Yaakov saw the wagons, so then he saw, oh, just like he remembers the last thing that we learned was Egla Rufa. Egla Rufa is the last thing we learned. But at the end of the day, the pasuk said that Paro sent him. So someone has an answer. I would love to hear. But he says this whole thing, and he talks about this whole Egla Rufa thing. When Yaakov saw the wagons, he said, "Hey, Yosef, you're still the same Yosef that I sent 22 years ago to Atz Shechem. He remembered the last sugya that we learned." That's a beautiful, beautiful message. For us to be able to, you know, finish our Pirkei Avos, the second parak, for us to be able to understand that it's not always going to be good days, it's not all going to be easy days. There are going to be days that are going to be challenging. We'll be all on our own level to try to be a Yosef HaTzadik. Wherever we are, to know our purpose, to know our tachlis, which is to sanctify HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. And that could be in the Beis Midrash, that could be out of the Beis Midrash. But just chazer quickly, and then we'll say a short maisa. We said from Rashi, the first puzzle, life is short. What does it mean, Hayom Katzer? Olam Hazar is short. You have to get moving. The Rambam and the Rabbeinu Yonah talked about all about Torah. Be able to use our days for Torah. But Vavadji said, we're all like those, we're those day laborers. Right? Don't be like that expert. Don't be like the not smart guy. He says, oh, the pit's so big, I'm not going to even start. No, we're day laborers. Every single day. The Chiddush Shorim says, the Ribbono Shel Olam knows it's an impossible task. He knows it's impossible. The Chavetz Chaim says, Nosin means, he gives you more life when you learn. He's going to give you more life. I'm going to give you more life if you're using it wisely, if you're using it appropriately, which is a good raya for the Gemara. The Gemara says in Brachas that someone who does Shnai Mikra v'Echad Targum, Marichin lo Yom of Shnosaf. Right? The Gemara says in Brachas, someone who does Shnai Mikra gets a long life. Pashat. The Baruch Hashem says, Chavetz Chaim, you're using your time wisely. Nosim, I'm going to give you more. But every day, it doesn't happen sometimes. Sometimes they're good, sometimes they're bad. I mean, Avon says we have to push ourselves. Even when we're not feeling it, you fake it, and maybe you'll feel a little more. And it's okay not when we mess up, but don't let it get you down. Rebbe Chesed Kushim says that's what Yosef. Don't get sad. To know that's all part of the Yitzhar's plan for us to get down on ourselves. Our plan: we make a mistake, you move on, you let the guy run out of the store, you stand firm. But to know, as the Devar Chaim said, to know we're all connected to each other. That's Rebbe Leibel Lager, Rebbe Leibel, when he said what. What did he say? Who? Is it Bechaim of Sanz? It was in Poland. Oh, when? Divrei Chaim, I'm not holding in the whole sugya, but Divrei Chaim was definitely earlier. I don't want to say where. I was by his Kevin. Sanz is related somehow to Samar. They're all Sanz. Yeah, but Sanz and Samar, they're related. They're all Abraham. Bava, they're all. They're all related somehow. I have to do my homework. I apologize. Actually, my friend just got me this card. It gives you like the whole background of Baal Shem Tov and yeah, Blineta Bezes Hashem. Master Blabel, or Blabel said, Lo Yachol, Yosef wasn't able to hold back because he saw this love. He saw this love, like, wow, you guys really care about your brother Binyamin? It's time for me to reveal myself. And I need Yosef Orevichai. Wherever we go in our life, and we know the Rabbanu Shem Zalmamish with me every single day. And a Yosef, you don't know how I stay the same Yosef? Orevichai. My father is with me every single minute, every single day, wherever I went. Whether good days or bad days, Kadosh Baruch Hu is with me. It's not a question, it's a statement. It's a statement with an exclamation point. And the Yosef Arvichai. I stayed the same Yosef because my father's with me every single day. I say a story by the Chatzker Rebbe that a Jew once came to the Chatzker and he said that he has a problem. I have a problem with Shmir Seinayim. Problem with guarding my eyes. I said, no, you do, you'll be okay. So Rebbe, please give me chizuk. I can't guard my eyes. They didn't even live in Florida. They live in Poland, whatever. It was cold half the year. Imagine if they came to Florida. What should I do? He said, you'll be okay. So next guy, the next minute, the guy, he's going home. He's no idea. The Kutzker usually like very fire, very straightforward. And he sees a couple of the Hasidim, the Kutzker and Hasidim, are coming out and they're cleaning out his house. Cleaning out the fridge, his couch. And he says, no, who's, it's my stuff. He says, Rebbe's order. So the Rebbe tells us to do something, we do it. The guy runs back to his Rebbe, runs back to the Kutzker and says, no, what's going on over here? There's got to be a lesson here. He said, what do you mean? He said, it's my stuff. It's my couch, my refrigerator. Why are you taking it away? So he said, Kutzker said, very sharply, he said, the same way you have ownership over your fridge, and it's your couch, and it's your belongings, it's your moach, it's your brain, it's your thoughts, it's your choice. Don't think that someone else could control it. You could do it. And Yosef Arvichai means that you have the ability. Okay, there are going to be times that it's going to be hard. You have to take control. Just like you feel control, it's your fridge and your living room set or your whatever, it's your mind. Step up. Know your purpose. Know what it's all about. As Hashem, we should be zochah to be able to take this into our lives. And please God, every single minute, every single day, to try to do our best to bring honor to Kadosh Baruch Hu throughout the world. Shabbos.